Well, good morning, church, and thank you for joining me this morning. Last week, we talked about showing favoritism and how we are to treat everyone equally as we would ourselves. Today, we are going to look at some practical advice that James gives in verse 3, and he's very good at giving us practical advice. I think our society and culture, it's pretty clear that our words have an effect on others, whether we believe it or not. And we can think they don't, but in the end, our words have power to build up or to tear down, as you can see in the world today. So why do you think people get offended more easily than they do on a regular basis? It's because words are powerful, and even if you are not easily offended, there's definitely been times in your life that you've been hurt by someone else and you have also been the offender. James addresses this subject about how we're to use our words in James chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, and let me read that for you. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are still steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire. A world of evil among parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praises and curses. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grape vine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Our words can cause new life or it can cause destruction. We need to make a habit of thinking before we speak. And certain positions in life and leadership require a particular amount of responsibility and come with a large amount of influence. For instance, teachers, mentors, and any kind of supervisory role. Communication is the way in which human beings thrive, grow, and make progress in the world and in their relationships. And so in verse 1, James expresses the caution against too many people in the community becoming teachers. He warns that teachers receive a stricter judgment. And since teachers have such a great influence on people and their progress, they have a much larger and greater responsibility than others. And so the tongue is compared to two things in this scripture that are it's considered small compared to the forces that it exerts. And so like a horse, as big as it is, can be moved by the use of the bits, as we see in verse 3. And a ship, as large and intimidating as it is, and the winds that drive it might be that big, but they can be maneuvered through the sea by a small rudder, as we see in verse 4. Have you ever sat watching large ships dock in the harbor? This massive machine is being controlled by rudders that are extremely smaller compared to the ship that they have control over, and wherever it goes, the ship steers. If the rudder is pointed in the wrong direction and it hits something, then the amount of damage to that ship or whatever it hits would be in the millions. So in the same way, the tongue is a small part of the body that can cause much damage or much prosperity. It is the tongue that can control our lives, but it needs to be steered in the right direction. So these examples James gives us make the point that many things, especially animals in verse 7, have been tamed, ruled, and dominated by mankind. The beasts of the field can be tamed, however, the tongue is one of the more difficult. The tongue is able to communicate what's in our hearts and what's on our minds, so it's important that we recognize the importance of this. This means that we are liable to speak many good things, but we can also cause destruction. And so James emphasizes this by reminding us of how we can bless God in one moment, and then within the next, we can curse his image bearers. These verses say how we speak to others cannot be fully tamed by our own power. We need some help, so we must continually make the choice to renew our minds in order to try to control our tongue along with the help of the Holy Spirit. Verse 9 mentions both a positive and negative use of the tongue. The positive use involves praising God at the highest function of human speech, but the negative use involved in cursing human beings. Cursing refers to personal verbal abuse, perhaps arising from loss of temper in an argument or a debate. But it also involves the expression of angry wishes to enemies. It includes speech which is insulting as well as profane. And so these verses cover a lot of area. Verse 10 focuses on the inconsistency of our actions. And we are sinfully inconsistent when we bless God and then curse those made in his likeness. And so you may have experienced this firsthand where you attend church, you're worshiping and praising God, and then you get into it with someone over something, you know, either major or minor, and you both end up saying hurtful things. You were praising God this morning, there were hurtful things. Maybe it had to do with a spouse or a family member. The point is, when we curse those whom God has made, we are effectively cursing God. He is the object of both expressions in this praising and this cursing. So what's the solution? Well, the solution is think before you speak. The illustrations in this scripture are great. I love the illustrations when comparing the tongue to a spark. We live in a province that every summer has to deal with forest fires, and those forest fires can become out of control and burning thousands and thousands of acres, but it only starts with one small fire. One small comment can fuel all sorts of trouble and may hurt others in its path. If we can look at our words and view them as they are powerful, like a forest fire, then I believe with help from the Holy Spirit, we can tame our speech, think before we speak, and lift others up. So I want to challenge you this week, what's your speech like? Is it uplifting, or are you cutting others down to lift yourself up? And as we talked about last week, love God and love others as yourself, where are you in that? The question for you today is, would you talk to yourself the way you talk to others, and is that lifting them up or tearing them down? This is something to think about every day, whether it's coming to church, whether it's going to work, whether it's when you get home from work or school or whatever it may look like. Are you in the mind frame of lifting others up? It's important that we recognize that our words are powerful. So whether it's been a good day or a bad day, we need to check ourselves. Maybe on the way home, we turn on some praise music, some worship music, our favorite hymn, whatever that may look like on the way home. Maybe it's a different preacher. Maybe it's some kind of teaching. But whatever it is on the way home, to prepare ourselves as we enter the door so that when we are greeted by our family members, however that may look like in your situation, you will have a mind that's clear and ready to engage with them and to be able to build them up. We talk a lot about love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, and that involves everything. That involves your view of God, your view of yourself, and how you view others. It's important that you see that you are an important child of God just as much as someone else is. And so where are we today in that? When we come home from our job, when we come home from church, when we're going to church, there's a lot that happens. Are we in control? We talked a few Sundays ago about self-control. Do you see the theme? The theme is we have to practically do something. Now, does that mean we do it all on our own power? No. That's why God sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to help us through these difficult times when we're struggling either with our temper, with our words, with our thoughts, whatever that may be. And that's where prayer comes in. We pray, we ask for the strength, we ask for the words or the no words in some situations. Sometimes it's better not to say anything. There's a lot to deal with, but today I want to ask you, how are you speaking to others? Are you lifting them up or are you tearing them down? As we continue to walk through the book of James, we are going to be challenged by a lot of areas in our own lives. And yes, it's a very large, our lives are difficult. Okay, there's a lot of things happening within our lives. Where are you in that? Are you working on things? Or are you just looking at it going, there's too much and I just can't deal with all the things that I need to deal with? I would like to encourage you today that you can take some of these things and implement them daily. What that looks like to you, I'm not quite sure. Only you know, and God will help you with that to bring those to light. But I think daily improvements are the way to go. I think you take one thing, and whether that's thinking before you speak or only saying encouraging words, again, not lying to others just to be encouraging, but to actually truly see something in someone else and encourage them in a positive way that helps move them forward. I really think doing that on a daily basis is a good way to start when it comes to loving your neighbor and loving others as you do yourself, as in this building each other up mindset that we're trying to get into here. And then whether it's self-control, whether it's, you know, the old saying of counting to 10, these are all practical, simple ways to do it. If we count to 10 and we're still angry, well, maybe you need to count a little bit longer. But depending on what that looks like, as far as your self-control goes, maybe there's something that you could implement in your life daily. And again, bring in people to support you and help lift you up. Say to someone you're struggling in one area and that you would, you know, maybe like to talk to them every now and then just to keep in contact and to see where you're at in life. And maybe you can do the same for them. There's all sorts of ways that we can build each other up. But what that looks like to you, you have to make the effort. And all throughout James, he's talking about, here's the problem, here's a solution, now go do it. And honestly, I think if we actually started implementing those things in our lives on a regular basis, we would move forward and we would grow. Would we fall back sometimes? Yeah, that's going to happen. We're going to fail at things, but then we get right back up and we go for it and we try it again. So I want to encourage you. I know you can do it. God knows you can do it, and that's the most important thing. So as we move forward this week, think about some areas of your life that you want to work on and implement just a few strategies that will help you daily with your walk with Him. And I promise you that you will grow in your faith in Him. You will grow to see the best in others. And even in a pandemic, you'll be able to have a faith that's strong that'll take you all the way through to the end of this. And so let me pray for you as we conclude. Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for all those that have joined us this morning. I just pray that you will give them the strength to implement the things that we've talked about over the last few Sundays and over today. Help us to be able to tame our tongue and only be an uplifting Christian mindset when we're out and about and when we're dealing with family and whoever we happen to be around, with our friends, family members, work people. Let us lift them up and encourage them on a daily basis, and we will see the benefits of what happens in their lives, which is really important. And we want to see you lifted up and edified in all these situations. So thank you for everything you're doing in our lives and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what? God bless you, and we will see you next week.